Blog Talk Radio.
Okay. Hello, caller 825-1925. Angela, you still there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. I don't know who that number is.
Area code.
404. Hello, Keisha? Angela, you connected?
Yeah.
Nobody's saying anything. That's Keisha. Keisha, are you there? Okay. 825-1925. Are you there? Caller, are you there?
What our number there?
That's dot number. Okay.
What's your last phone number on this line?
I got it.
Hello?
Hello, who's calling?
Hey.
Who is this?
Hey. Kira.
Hey, Kira.
And Malachi.
And Malachi?
And Auntie Dot.
And Auntie Dot, all right. Hey, caller 6854.
It's me, Brian.
Brian, who with you?
Hubert and Daniel.
Hubert and Daniel. Hey, caller 5632. Miss Lowe, is that you?
Yes.
And Mr. Verner, how you doing?
I'm Brian here.
Oh, great, great.
Come on, man. Don't you know, man? We already own, retarded.
Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening. Caller 9463.
Good evening.
Hey, Betty.
Yes.
How you doing?
I'm doing fine. How y'all doing?
Pretty good.
Great.
Who is that?
Kamaria.
That's your baby. Thank you.
Oh, boy.
Okay, Andrew, you want me to go ahead and do roll call?
Yes.
Okay. Okay, if I miss your name, please let me know. I have Auntie Dot, I have Kira, I have Malachi, I have Angela, myself, Hubert, Daniel, Brian, Keisha, Kadarius, Auntie Betty, Mom, and Daddy Werner. Did I miss anyone? Okay, we'll give it about one more minute for everyone else to join. Okay, we'll go ahead and get started. Good evening, everyone. This is Group A, Be Encouraged, and tonight we will be giving you God promises on salvation. And I hope you all had a blessed week. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, may everyone bow their head for the opening of the prayer line and the blessing. Dear Heavenly Father, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving in our hearts. We enter into your gates with praises. Dear Heavenly Father, we started this prayer service with great hopes of bringing this family together on one accord. We ask that you bless this family coming in and going out. Dear Heavenly Father, we ask your help in helping us to be doers of your word. We ask that you breathe the Holy Spirit in each and every one of us. We ask that your word manifests in us, dear Heavenly Father. We ask that your work, that you work through us, with us, and in us. Dear Father, we need your guidance. We need you to lead and guide us the way that you want us to go, according to your will. Dear Father, we ask that you move through each and every one of our phone lines and remove anything that is not of you and send it back from which it comes. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to give you glory and to praise your name. We realize that some of us is going through storms, but we know that our storms will not last always. And we do know that weeping may endure for a night, but joy, unspeakable joy, comes in the morning. No matter what the devil may throw our way, we will keep on fighting because he has been defeated over some 2,000 years ago. He cannot steal our joy. He cannot steal our peace. He cannot steal our belief. Thank you for your son, our Lord and Savior.
Amen.
Goes on to say, I love the Lord because he hears my prayers and answers them, because he bends down and listens. For I will pray as long as I have breath. Psalms 116:1. That is one of my favorite verses. Dear Heavenly Father, right now we just want to thank you for the work you have done in this family, for the work you are doing in this family, and for the work that you are going to do in this family. Jesus loves you, and so do I. In Jesus Christ's holy name, let everyone say, amen.
Amen.
Good evening. I have Bruce.
Need a primary call.
Is that Bruce?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, amen. Amen. Okay, next we have Mom. Mom coming to us with the definition of salvation.
Salvation definition is the act of saving, state of being saved, the deliverance of the soul from sin and death. That's the definition of salvation.
Amen.
Amen.
And you want to
Amen.
Come to us with a prayer?
Amen. Amen.
Everybody bow their head. Oh, Lord, our God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. We give you glory and we praise your holy name. Thank you for your love, grace, and mercy. And thank you for family. Heavenly Father, I thank you for the children that you have blessed us with. I thank you for helping us to do our part to teach and train them as you have commanded us to do. Thank you for helping us to love you and to love each other. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
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 Okay. Mom will be coming to us out of Matthew's.
Okay. Matthew 1:20-21. But while he thought on these things, behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, the wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. That's Matthew 1:20-21.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Okay, we have Brian coming to us out of Acts.
Hello, everyone. I'm reading Acts 29-31. And it reads, and he called for a light, rained in, and fell down trembling for Paul and Silas.
Came over here.
Sam out and said, sirs, what must I do to be saved? So they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved, you and your household. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, now we have Hubert coming to us out of Ephesians.
Greetings, greetings. I hope all you all had a blessed week and recognize that the season changed. You know, ain't it good that we got a God that doesn't change?
Amen.
Give thanks and praise in his presence for sure. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in his sight. I'll be reading from the book of Ephesians, second chapter, verses 8 through 10. For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not the works, lest any man should boast, or boast, slick out. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Amen.
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 Man. Okay, I borrowed Daniel from the other group to do Hebrews 7:25 for me, please.
I don't know how. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
I got on this team.
You was at the right place at the right time.
Y'all better let me go with this reading, okay?
All right.
Wherefore he is able also to save them to othermost that come unto God by him. Then he hath lived to make intercession for all of them. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, now we have Mama coming to us out of Second Chronicles.
Okay, 2:20-17. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Stand ye still and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, now you have Kadarius and Loretta coming to you with a song. Praise the Lord. I'm a teacher, not a song, a singer. But we're going to do our best. Amazing how Hubert mentioned God won't change. And here goes. God is God, and he won't change. God is God, and he won't change. He will do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. He won't change. God is the lawyer, and he won't change. God is a lawyer, and he won't change. He will do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. He won't change. God is a healer, and he won't change.
Right?
God is a healer, and he won't change.
Right?
He will do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. He won't change. God is my provider, and he won't change. God is my provider, and he won't change. He will do again what he did before. He's the same yesterday and forevermore. He won't change. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good evening. We have Dorita online.
Hi, welcome.
Hello.
Okay, I'm going to go through the roll call again so everyone would know who's all online, and then we'll go ahead and proceed through the program. We have Auntie Dot, Kira, Malachi, Angela, myself, Loretta, Hubert, Dania, Keisha, Brian, Kadarius, Auntie Betty, Mom, Daddy Verna, Jarita, and Bruce. Amen?
Amen.
Okay, next we have is the birthday greetings. I have on my list Angela's birthday is October the 7th. Any other birthdays?
My birthday.
Okay, I have Hubert doing a birthday greetings for us tonight. He's filling in for LaToya. She's working late tonight. Also, I have another member that's absent, Candace. She's also working tonight. So praise the Lord that they have a JLP. Hubert, you ready to do the birthday greeting?
Oh, yes, I am. You know, it's good to come before the Lord with praise and thanksgiving. And prayer, that's our phone line to the Lord. And this is my praise. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Good night. Happy birthday. Shalom, shalom.
Happy birthday.
Thank you, baby.
Happy birthday.
Yes.
Okay, next we have Angela coming to us with the sick and shut in prayer.
All right, everyone. Good evening.
Good evening.
Good evening.
This is Bruce Bauer. Dear God, in the silence of your divine presence, we are open to receiving the mighty healing of power of your spirit. God, we feel your healing spirit right now, floating through Marianne, Malachi, Tony, and any other ailing friend or family member. Surrounded by your magnificent healing spirit, God, allow them to experience spiritual healing and wholeness throughout every part of their being. They feel alive and feel your life force, energy, passion, enthusiasm, and energy to their mind, body, and spirit. Thank you, Father, for your spiritual healing energy that pumps through every fiber of their being, nourishing them and restoring them to wholeness and joy. To you, dear Lord, we willingly hand over all concerns about their health. We trust that your healing energy will restore them to their natural health. We know that your life force energizes every cell of their being. We are grateful for your physical and spiritual healing. We give you honor and praise. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, that brings our topic to closure as far as God promises of salvation, which means saving souls from sin and death. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Okay, so I'm going to open the floor up. I'm just going to go down the list, and if you have something to share with us, go ahead. If not, just say pass. Auntie Dot?
Okay.
Kira?
I pass.
Malachi?
I pass.
Alright.
Okay, Angela?
Yes, I want to kind of something from the Hebrews 7:22-25.
Amen.
It's called A Greater High Priest. The Christian faith is anchored in Jesus Christ. Salvation is found in no one else, for there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. So then, why does Hebrews 7 say he is a priest in the order of Oh, gosh. Thank you. Was a priest who performed his duties perfectly unto the Lord. He was the king of righteousness and king of peace, and he had no genealogy. As such, he prefigured Christ. He did not rebel against God as Aaron did, but he was obedient to God's law and will. Jesus is a priest ever in the order of Melchizedek, for he too was obedient to God's law and will. Despite Melchizedek's obedience, not without sin. Only in Jesus Christ is there perfection of the priesthood and permanent redemption for our sins. Jesus Christ is the sinless Lamb of God who alone takes away the sin of the world. Therefore, he is able to save completely those who come to God through him, because he always lives to intercede for them. Jesus Christ is the greater higher priest. The name Melchizedek has ended, but the name is from everlasting to everlasting. He is the Alpha and Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end. Thank God for Jesus Christ.
Amen.
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 Angela, where did that reading come from?
It's a devotional, but out of Hebrews 7 through 22-25.
Okay. Amen. Okay. Next, I have Hubert.
Yes. I would just like to say, you know, prayer. God answers prayer through His creation. You know, we are God answers to prayer to others. And we're living in a world that is, we all know how the world is. Good or bad, we still have to live in this world. But I think we me as personal, I'm not speaking to anyone else, don't have to start to praying more. God, who it is that I can pray to help also make it through the struggle that's we have to contend with in the world every day to keep each other strong. You know, sometimes the business part of the world come upon us and we forget that we God creation to be blessing to others. So we start chasing that almighty dollar. We got to have that dollar just sort of like a delusion, you know, something that entices us away from God. You know, and I've thought upon this for a long time. And I say any time that we as a people of God, of His creation, start loving the things that are made more than who He created, like our neighbors, our brothers and sisters, our mothers and fathers, you know, the peoples in our communities and neighborhoods, you know, even the peoples across the waters, not of our nation. You know, it's time for us to come together and plant a little more for that seed they call love. For God is love. And we need to pray, and we need to be answers to prayer for others. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, next I have Bruce.
You say about my...
Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I just want to quickly just say... we as Christians, we can't allow other people to get in our way of our walk with Christ. We can't let people distract us from our relationship with God. We can't continue to blame others for our downfall, because when it comes to judgment day, we won't be able to blame other people. We will only be able to blame ourselves. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Okay, next I have Daniel.
Well, I just want to say hello to everybody. Hey, everybody. What? You know, all that's right.
Hello, hey, how you doing?
How you
okay,
doing?
Okay, next I have Keisha.
Hello, everyone.
Good evening.
Hi.
I was going to share a song.
since we were talking about salvation, I'm going to share a song about God's amazing love.
Amazing love, oh, what sacrifice, the Son of God given for me. My death he paid, and my death he died. That I might live, what he has done for me. Oh, amazing.
I'd like to read Proverbs 3, chapter 1 through 6. It's talking about trusting in the Lord. It's my child. Never forget the things that I have taught you. Stow my commandment in your heart. If you do this, you will live many years, and your life will be satisfied. Never let loyalty and kindness leave you. Tie them around your neck as a reminder and write them deep within your heart. Then you will find favor with both God and people, and you will earn a good reputation. Say, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. Amen.
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 Okay. Next we have anything you want to share with us? Miss Lowe? Oh, Miss Verna.
I pass.
Okay, Mr. Verna.
Yes, I'd like to read Proverbs 28.
1 through 7. The wicked flee when no man pursues, but the righteous are bold as a lion. For the transgression of a land, many are the prince there are. But a man of understanding and knowledge, the state there are, shall be prolonged. A poor man that oppresses the poor is like a sweeping rain, with leaving no food. They that forsake the law praise the wicked, but such as keep the law content with them. Evil men understand not judgment, but they that seek the law understand all things. Better is the poor that walketh in the upright than he that is preserved in his way so he be rich. Whoso keepeth the law is a wise son, but he that is a companion of righteous men shameth his father. Amen.
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 Amen. Okay, Jarita, anything you want to share with us tonight?
I'll pass.
Okay, welcome back. Okay, everyone, that concludes our program for tonight. We do have Bruce coming to us with the closing. Anyone have anything else they want to share before Bruce come to us out of Psalms 23.
I do. This is Angela.
Angela, okay.
I just want to, a testimony. As I approach my big 5-0, which I'm really looking excited to doing that.
That's a great one.
I just want to share how God has just made his presence in my life to tell me what my purpose is. I mentioned to you guys a while back that I had joined this nonprofit organization. And, you know, we're just getting off the ground. We're learning. We really haven't done anything yet. But I had the amazing opportunity through my class to participate. The assignment was to go out and pick an organization, a nonprofit organization, and write a book report on it. And I said, you know, that is not a coincidence that I'm going to do this. It's all in line with what God has planned for me. So we go out and we do the program. I interact with the people that own this program. It's called Mama's House. And it's a place for women that deal with domestic violence, a place also for women that are involved in sex trafficking. So they have this house that is like a duplex that houses at least 8 women at a time. To give them the support that they need to become more self-sufficient. I got a chance to meet the owners of this organization, and they were begging for me to come and teach and coach and mentor these women. I'm thinking, oh, Lord, I don't know if I'm ready for that. But he knows what he's ready for me to do.
Amen.
He was not going into that direction if he wasn't ready for me to do it. So I'm just so elated. And this morning, my husband and I and one of the members of my team, his wife, we actually went back to the center and met the owners again, and they gave us a tour of the place and talking, and you know, just the love that we all felt and our desire to help this organization. Our project was to help them decide how to grow and become recognized by the community. You know, we have gave them a lot of great suggestions on what they can do to grow their business and everything. And ironically, they had already reached positions that will give them food to help them out. And so it was just, you know, it was just an experience and seeing and feeling God's presence just all over this whole project.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
And excited. And I'm looking forward to doing. I want to share that with everybody.
Amen.
Well, congratulations.
Oh, that is good.
Amen.
Okay, thank you for that testimony. Anyone else have anything else they want to share with us tonight?
But when the Lord calls, do you have an answer?
I'm sorry?
I just want something to ponder, though, in our head. When the Lord calls you, do you have an answer?
Amen. Amen.
You asking a question? You asking a question or what?
There's something pondering our head, though. When he called you,
you ain't got to ponder. It just
yeah.
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 I understand what Daniel's saying because one of the things I thought about, they said, you know, in life, we have like four different stages to achieve. And one of them is about, you know, the main thing is about survival. We're trying to survive in our lives. Then the next stage that we want to get to is stability. Of course, we want to achieve success. And everyone knows success is not about the money in your bank account. Success is about, you know, your contribution. But to make us significant, which is the last one, is how we give back, you know, what we give back to others. Definitely. When he calls us to do that, we definitely got to step up to that challenge.
Amen.
And he will call you. It's just a matter of you listening and accepting it.
Amen.
Yeah. I have a request.
Oh, yeah.
I am up for a promotion at my job, and for the next 3 days, I will be put to the test. So, just if everybody can lift me up in prayer.
And she's being very modest, guys. This is a center of over 300 children. And they normally don't give a person this job for such a large location. So they're asking Keisha to be the director of this location. So I'm so excited and proud of her for that.
All right, girlfriend. Go ahead and claim it.
Amen. Who is this?
Keisha.
Oh, Keisha. Okay. All right. You in my prayers, darling.
Thank you.
Keep up the good work.
Mm-hmm. And last, also a traveling for my son, Brian.
My brother.
Coming home to visit us on Tuesday, so we hope for him a safe arrival. Can't wait till he comes. We're so excited.
Whoa.
All right,
so no pack much. We can send something back.
Okay. All right. Well, this section turned out wonderful. Last week gave me a scare. We only had 5 people online, so
everybody. I dropped my phone in my tooth last week.
Huh?
I said, sorry about that. I dropped my phone in my juice last week.
In your juice?
Yeah. It's a miracle that it still works when it wants to. It had me almost late for work the other day because the alarms went on a whole different time zone. And now the right side of my phone doesn't work, so time for a new one.
It's funny how we get so dependent on this new technology.
Yeah. Okay. All right. If Bruce want to come to us with Psalms 23, everybody bow your head.
Right before I come before you with Psalm 23, I just want to first of all thank Angela for that testimony. You know, as Christians, most of us just look forward to God blessing us. But as Christians, we got to step forward and be a blessing to others. And that's what the Christian life is all about, and I just love that testimony. But I'm going to go ahead with Psalm 23. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me.
You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. You anoint my head with oil. My cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Okay, everyone, have a blessed week. Today's topic was on promises, God promises on salvation. Next week is an open session, God promises on strength. Everybody have a blessed week, and I love you all.
Love you.
Bye.
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 Bye. Bye-bye. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you.
Get out, get out.
That's right, Barry.